Everybody knows the reason what it is. It's Pavel Bure last year in the seventh game using blackmail, saying, I either get $6 million or I don't play the seventh game. Now, what kind of a guy is that? That's exactly what happened. He did play the seventh
game. How do you know it happened?
It happened, everybody, and it's all over. Everything happened.
Never short of an opinion. And
everybody knows.
There's one from memory lane. It is 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. So glad you could join us here on the starting lineup here on Sportsnet 650. You're home for the Vancouver Canucks. James Cebulski, Steve Darling, Myra Lawrence here in the house. And we are pleased to be joined by one of the most iconic Canadians out there, Don Cherry Grapes. Welcome to Sportsnet 650, sir.
Well, I'm glad to be here, guys. And do you remember what I called him right after that? I said he's a little weasel. and actually, the funny thing is I really like Pavel. He's one of the guys that could skate almost as good as Orr, not as good. And remember what they had right after they, I don't know if you guys remember, but they had Towel's weasel power.
I remember, yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Hey,
and he did. And the rumor was that he did hold out for the he wasn't going to play, and I remember Pat Quinn got really mad at me, was going to punch me out. So a lot of fun back in those days, I'll tell you.
Hey, did you quickly on your relationship with Pat Quinn? Because I mean, Pat was you know, obviously the guy here in Vancouver for so long, but and, you know, for a long time while you were doing Coach's Corner, he was also, you know, the general manager and the coach in Toronto. Yeah. I mean, you're weighing in on his teams, you know, their highs, their lows all the time. Was it a love-hate relationship? Was it a good relationship? I mean, I feel like you guys would have had a lot in common, and at the same time, he would have been quick to disagree, I'm sure, from time to time.
I'll tell you exactly what happened, and it was sort of sad, but that's the way it goes. Somebody went to him, and after that, I got through. I said a good Irishman like Pat Quinn would never go into blackmail. So, but somebody went to him, and it was on the radio, guy on the radio, sort of a weasel guy, and he went to him and said that I said that Pat Quinn was going to give in and the whole deal. And then he went on with McLean. I'll never forget this. So I thought he was my friend, and he says, I had to punch you out. And I thought he was kidding and everything. And then I got thinking, wait a minute, he's not thinking. So then I went looking for Steve Tambellini. Remember Steve Tambellini?
Yeah,
was the PR guy. I said, where is he? And he wouldn't tell me where he is. And I stewed all winter. And I was going to confront him. And I remember Vancouver, he's coaching, and it was in the gardens. And he came out the thing, and I went after him. And a kid grabbed me for an autograph, and he got away. Then it was explained to him. So about 2 years later, we sort of made up, and he was a good guy, and he did a great job in Salt Lake and stuff like that. And we talked then, but it was, I tell you one thing, when he said he was going to punch me out, I thought he was kidding. Good job. I thought he was kidding because it would have been a good one. I was a pretty good fighter, too.
Yeah. Pat could throw them, though. That's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Almost killed Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with an elbow, and nobody ever mentions that Bobby Orr. And I've got the film, got him the next game when he was in Toronto, and got him down, was really giving to him. So I stick it up for Bobby Orr, and I'm not putting down Pat Quinn because he was a good guy. He was coach of the year.
Yeah.
And he was one of the good guys, and I know all the players loved him. So he was a good coach and everything. It was just a misunderstanding, and good for him it was a misunderstanding. It was one guy went up and told him the wrong thing, and I guess he should have punched me out.
Yeah.
I guess if I thought, but Pavel Bure, he was one Russian I really liked, but he did kick the feet out from Murray, slew-footed him, and he deserved to get what he got.
There you go. Well, Pat's very sorely missed in this city for sure.
Sure is.
Let's talk about, Don, the season coming up. And
yeah,
you know, not as much optimism here in Vancouver about the playoffs, but there is a lot of optimism for a lot of Canadian teams. It's outside of Vancouver, it's a pretty good time to be a Canadian hockey fan.
Well, it is. And, you know, and Vancouver's got a great coach. And, I've been keeping my eye on him. And I'll tell you why after. He went to his assistant in Portland, as you know.
Yep.
And Mike Johnson, I think, was a coach there. He got suspended. I think he went on a tear. He won 37 games. And then he went to Utica. And then he went to the finals. And he is a great coach. And the reason I keep my eye on him is when he was playing here in Toronto, I said that he would make a good coach in the National Hockey League. And he will be in the National Hockey League. Now, they got to give him time. I mean, you know, he got a 3-year contract, and you know, he's got. I loved what he said when he came. He said the team's got to get younger. He didn't put down Willie and like you got to be a better attitude and all that. Willie did a good job. I mean, Vancouver had the third worst power play, I think, and a second somewhere around it, and their penalty killer was terrible. But he's going to get younger. They got to do something with the Twins. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's got to straighten those guys out. They can't be minus 25 and scoring 15 goals. So, you know, they've got a good young team. They got Bo Horvat that I like. I like Sutter. He's good on the faceoff. 17. You got a lot of good guys. I like the defenseman Chris Tanev. He's +3. And you got Jordan Saban. I remember he played in the GTHL. And Gagne's got 18. So, the goaltender is the main thing. Is Markstrom and Nielsen, if they can come through for him, get rid of Miller. That was good. So Markstrom and Nielsen, that's the main thing. That if you got a good goaltender, you have a good coach. And so I'm looking forward to it. The fans deserve it out there. They're pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you, that's, Don, the biggest debate we're having here in Vancouver right now is with the signing of Thomas Vanek, is whether or not those young kids like Brock Besser and Jake Virtanen, and whether or not they're going to get a shot in the lineup. How do you deal with young guys if you're Travis Green and trying to insert them into a lineup?
Well, that's his specialty. I mean, and when you're – it's tougher coaching in the American Hockey League. You got to have a young guy, so he knows the young guys. Hey, he played 14 years in the National Hockey League. He knows what's going on. He's a new breed of coaches, and he's got a problem with. There's no doubt about it with the Twins. I mean, what are you going to do? They're making big dough. They got the contract at the end, but I think he'll handle them right. Play them on the power play. Don't play them when the faceoff's in your end. Do something. He'll do something. He'll come up with something. He's a good coach. And look at it. Let me tell you something. They get rid of Tortorella, who was coach of the year this year. They get rid of Willie, who is a good coach. And they got to give this guy time. And if the things don't work out, they got to start looking up above and quit looking behind the bench, because there's been three pretty good coaches there as far as I'm concerned, and they've got a beauty in Travis.
We're talking to Don Cherry here this morning on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. Grapes, I wanted to ask you, I mean, just away from hockey here for a second, we look at what's going on south of the border, and, you know, there's so many social issues that are coming up and protests, and, you know, especially in the National Football League. Last year, you know, Colin Kaepernick really kicked it off for refusing to stand for the U.S. national anthem. And you're starting to see more and more NFL players and more athletes stepping up and voicing, using their voices or standing up for what they believe in. You're obviously a guy who's got an incredible amount of patriotism, and you've been a big supporter of troops and police officers and firefighters. What do you think when you see this happening?
Well, I wish that Colin had stepped up when he was making the big dough and he was good. I mean, I think he's won 2 out of the last 22, and everybody's talking about the guy. And the reason the people don't want to hire him, and oh, they said he's a better quarterback and that. Who wants to put up with all that stuff? I mean, you're trying to win a hockey game, and everybody's got the TV on this guy not standing up. And he's played lousy. He won 2 out of 22. Why would you want him? And everybody else is a copycat. They get on TV. Hey, that's the thing to do, run down the flag, run down the government, and run down. That's the way that kookaloos do. And left-wing kookaloos, they're all around, and we always talk about them. We always put them on television. The good, honest guys like the policemen and the firemen, like the policemen, they go out day after day, and the firemen and the military risk their lives and everything. If they do something good, it's on the back page. But let one of them do something wrong, it's front page. That's the way the media is. And you've got to realize that's the way we are. And if you're a good guy, you're in the back page. If you're a bad guy, you're on the front page.
Well said.
Grapes, I appreciate you taking the time. It is, hey, listen, thanks for being a part of this, and thanks for hanging out with us this week as we get set to, you know, roll out here at the launch as the new home for the Vancouver Canucks here in Vancouver, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Well,
don't
forget, my radio show's coming out there, too, and we've been going like 35 years, if you can believe it. I think I remember there were six CJCL back there. That's what they were called back then, so... My show, Don Cherry's Grapevine, it'll be coming on. It's on for 3 minutes. It's like Coach's Corner. It's not too long, and I'm glad to join you guys, and good luck with the big station.
Thanks very much. And I never thought it would be possible for somebody to carry Brian Williams for 35 years like that, Don.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, I'll tell you, believe me.
That's okay. Right. Well, when you come out here, we'll get you in studio for sure. Thanks, Don. I'm sure appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. All right. Salute.